This is Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrig. On Sunday, 5th of January, Pope Francis made a much-expected announcement, that of his forthcoming pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Speaking to the pilgrims gathered around him in St. Peter's Square, he told them how, God willing, this coming spring, precisely from the 24th to the 26th of May, he'll travel to Amman, Bethlehem and Jerusalem.
Desidero annunciare che dal 24 al 26 maggio prossimo, a Dio piacendo, compirò un pellegrinaggio in Terra Santa.
The main purpose of this journey, he specified, is to commemorate the historic meeting between Pope Paul VI and the ecumenical patriarch Athenagoras I of Constantinople.
Scopo principale è commemorare lo storico incontro tra il Papa Paolo VI e il patriarca Atenagora.
Pope Francis then added how on his visit there would also be an ecumenical meeting held at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre with the representatives of the Christian churches of Jerusalem, together with Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople. Pope Francis ended his announcement by asking for prayers for the success of this pilgrimage. Now, as we know, Paul VI was the first Roman pontiff to be referred to as Pilgrim Pope. It was he who decided the time had come to bring the papacy to the people, convinced that all roads no longer led to Rome. He became the first pope ever to board an aeroplane. And so it was that less than a year into his pontificate, he became the first pope to return to the Holy Land after St. Peter himself. Among the journalists to witness this event was American Bob Miller, who reported on this historic pilgrimage. He recalled the emotion of seeing Paul VI on the banks of the River Jordan.
The closest I got to him was at the River Jordan, when he walked down the stone steps that they had arranged there at the spot where tradition says John the Baptist baptized Jesus. I first snapped a picture of the Pope, and I'm kind of at the side there. So I was able to watch him. He didn't speak. He merely gazed at the waters and then very slowly turned and walked up the steps and continued the journey.
Our visit is a spiritual one, a humble pilgrimage to the sacred places made holy by the birth, the life, passion, and death of Jesus Christ, and by his glorious resurrection and ascension.
Another person to have personal memories of this pilgrimage is American Cardinal Justin Regali. He highlights how at the heart of this landmark journey was the historic meeting in the Garden of Olives with the head of the Orthodox Church of the time, Patriarch Athenagoras I of Constantinople, after 9 centuries of disunion. But let's listen to Cardinal Regali.
The meeting came in the context of the Second Vatican Council. It came in the context of the tremendous sensitivity that Pope Paul VI had for Christian unity. And it turned out to be an extremely important milestone in the history of relations between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. Certainly from the point of view of Pope Paul VI, I know it meant so much to him. It took place in the context of his visit to the Holy Land, that marvelous day when he embraced Patriarch Athenagoras, his smiling face. We remember the tremendous embrace.
Roma et Constantinopoli pie peregrinantibus, invicem obvia mire et commune supplicationes consociare.
But above all, it was was a moment in the relationship between the churches, and that is something extremely important. It was what Vatican II would eventually codify in Unitatis Redentae Gratio, the value of spiritual ecumenism also, because the Pope went to Jerusalem to pray, and he prayed with Athenagoras, and later on Vatican II would speak to us about the very core of ecumenism, prayer and conversion of heart. I also know for a fact that the Pope had an immense personal esteem for Athenagoras. The last 8.5 years of his life, I was with him on many, many occasions because I was his English language translator, private audiences with people who were English-speaking and speaking about Patriarch Athenagoras. I remember how his face lighted up and Athenagoras was mentioned. So it was an extraordinary event in the life of Pope Paul VI. It was an extraordinary event in the history of the Church.
And now we've listened to Cardinal Justin Regali. Let's recall how this visit of Pope Francis to the Holy Land, in the footsteps of his predecessors to the See of Peter from Paul VI, then to Blessed John Paul II in the year 2000 and to Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus in 2009, is not his first to this part of the world. Although the last time he was here goes back 40 years to October 1973, when he was Jesuit Provincial Superior in Argentina. But why don't I end by letting you listen to the words of Pope Francis in Italian as he asks for prayers for this forthcoming pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
Fin da ora vi domando di pregare per questo pellegrinaggio che sarà un pellegrinaggio di preghiera.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed stepping back in time with me there as we look forward to the pilgrimage of prayer of Pope Francis to the Holy Land. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.